Hey, welcome back in. This is the Tennessee Star Report, 737-9522, the phone number if you want to join us and share your thoughts. As if the political season couldn't get more complicated and confusing, a good thing, you know, State Senator Mark Norris, great guy, gets elevated to the federal judiciary, gets through the confirmation process, gets appointed as a federal judge by Donald Trump, by President Trump, and yet that leaves a vacancy in the state Senate while we're right in the midst of an election. Early voting starts today, by the way. Get out, get your votes cast, get your friends to get out there, get their votes cast. We can't be complacent. But in the midst of an election, you now have a vacancy. How does that work for this seat in Memphis?
Well, our good friend, former Shelby County Commission Chairman, Heidi Schaefer, is on the line with us right now. And Heidi will tell us what's going on down there in Memphis with this resignation pending of State Senator Mark Norris. Welcome. Welcome to Talk Radio 98.3 and 1510 WLAC, Heidi.
Hey, Heidi.
Good morning, y'all. It's good to talk with you.
So tell us all the twists and turns because, of course, Mark Norris was nominated to be a federal judge back in July of last year, and only a week ago, I guess it was he confirmed by the Senate. Has he resigned yet? What is the process to replace him? What's the story down there in Shelby County, Heidi?
Well, it's such an interesting story, and we've only gotten some clarity about 24 hours ago. Yes, Mark Norris has not resigned yet, and apparently not even the resignation is the trigger. You know, there's always a legal trigger for what creates the position, and to the best of our understanding, what creates the trigger is his actually notifying the court. And, you know, after you're swearing in, you get sworn in, and you notify the court, and apparently that's the big trigger. But he has not yet. The interesting thing was, as when word first came that he got finally confirmed after, you know, what is it, 17 months?
A long time.
Waiting in the wings. That the first thing that happened was the Secretary of State, Trey Hargett, tweeted something out saying that there would be this would happen at the November 6th election.
Well, hold on. That's just like less than 3 weeks away, right?
Exactly. And early voting starts today. And it wouldn't have been anywhere in the voting computer systems. It wouldn't have been mailed out on the military and absentee ballot, so you'd have some voters disenfranchised. But the way they were reading some of the conflicting statutes was that it would have to be handwritten in. You'd have to request a special paper ballot, hand write in the name, spell the name correctly, and then you could actually have 10,000 separate candidates being written in, and then those would have to be hand tabulated. And can I hear hanging chads?
But, really? But they've rejected that theory of how to do it at this point, right?
Well, it hasn't been completely confirmed, but yesterday we got notification from we got an interview published from Trey Hargett saying that it's likely that since it will take some time for Senator Norris to close down his law practice, that it will likely not happen after November 6th. So I think that's probably a good indication that it will not happen before November 6th, which is this election, which means that then it will go along a more normal process, which will be a special called election by the governor, and then a primary and a general.
So we're looking at probably February, March of when the primary and general elections will happen.
I actually heard that they're going to try to speed that up and to have the primary in December and the general in January to try to avoid having an appointed person take place for a small amount of time, you know, to try to get somebody solid in there for at least the next couple of years.
When will this be finalized, do you think, the replacement process?
I think it will be finalized after November 6th. It won't be finalized until Senator Norris officially resigns. And then I think the resignation can then trigger, I think that can trigger the governor calling for a special election at that point. I think it's the resignation that triggers the governor to call for the special election, but the seat isn't actually technically vacant until he gets sworn in.
So that process actually makes a lot of sense when you compare the Kavanaugh process. He was a federal judge moving to a different federal judgeship as a justice of the Supreme Court. He wasn't having to tie up the loose ends of a private practice, do an exit from a private practice to move into the federal judiciary. Kavanaugh was simply moving from one federal position to another federal position. So the ability to have him confirmed and literally sworn in that same day was an easy process. As you point out with Mark Norris, he has to tie up his practice, resign from his practice, and accept, I guess, in a formal way, the judicial position and begin to start that job. And that resignation from the state Senate will happen at that time, which then triggers an opening. Right now, there's not an opening in the state Senate.
That's exactly correct. And, you know, Senator Norris, you know, we all know him as Senator Norris and Leader Norris, but he has an active law practice. In fact, he's got some cases that are ongoing right now that have come up in front of the Shelby County Commission. And so, you know, you can't leave. Well, a good person won't leave their clients just hanging, right, and say, hey, sorry for y'all, you know. So he's going to do what's right, and he's going to close down his practice, try to get his cases resolved, or at least get them handed off to appropriate counsel. And that does, if you're going to do it, that does take time. It's interesting, though, that you mentioned the Kavanaugh hearings, because those actually were the trigger for getting him fully confirmed. And the way that I understand it is after the Kavanaugh hearings, that the Democrats were very concerned that all of a sudden their poll numbers were tanking and they wanted to get out and campaign. And so they were, you know, clamoring for Senate to close down session. And my understanding is that Mitch McConnell said, I'm not closing down session until we get at least this number of judges passed, because there have been about 120 of them waiting for all these months.
And that have been confirmed through the Senate Judiciary Committee, but were being held up by the Democrats for their final vote, even though they've made it through the judiciary confirmation process. They hadn't made it all the way to the floor of the Senate, and the Democrats are just slow walking. It's my understanding that while the president has appointed a lot of federal district judges, Court of Appeals judges, and two Supreme Court justices, that the number of vacancies that have come up in the district and Court of Appeals level, there's actually more vacancies now than what he's appointed. So just because of the Democrats delaying, we're actually falling behind in filling federal judge vacancies.
Yeah, and I think that's exactly true. And we have all learned how very important every layer of our government is. All three branches have to work correctly. And, you know, most conservatives haven't had any kind of real representation on a judicial level for a good bit of time. And so then when you don't have enough judges, that increases the backlog of the courts, and it affects how the rulings come out because, you know, elections matter, right? There's a reason those are political appointments. And if you want to influence how the courts go and how they interpret the law versus make law, then you're going to need judges to be appointed and on a pretty regular basis. So it's got a big impact on our system of government.
Heidi Schaefer, when State Senator Mark Norris was first nominated to be a federal judge back in July of last year, there were plenty of rumors that a certain person by the name of Heidi Schaefer might consider being a candidate for that office. Now that he's been confirmed and there is likely to be a special election, have you considered whether or not you might take that opportunity to run for that state Senate seat?
Oh, absolutely, and I'm absolutely running for it. It's a critical position for our community and for all of West Tennessee. And it's something that I've been preparing for actually a couple of years. We had indications that Senator Norris would be moving even before he was appointed, you know, 17 months ago. But we'd had indications before that, and so it's something that I've been preparing for. And I would be honored to be able to help all of West Tennessee out this way.
So I guess to paraphrase an old quote: if nominated, you will accept; if elected, you will serve.
Oh, yes, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, it's I think sometimes people have a misunderstanding of the situation because Senator Norris had earned his leadership position in the state. He was the speaker, but the new person taking over that seat will not be the speaker. Whoever comes in will be the junior senator from this area. But what I've found is that when you've got folks who know how to represent your area and you work together, you can get some really good things done. And if I can just say, so I belong to a group called West Star, and it's leaders from all 21 counties in West Tennessee. And as I'm talking to folks all over West Tennessee, we all kind of have the same problems. But we've been fighting them on a 1Z2Z basis.
And Heidi Schaefer, we thank you so much for joining us. Will you come back?
I would love to. Thank you so much.
We will have you back here. That's Heidi Schaefer, the former Shelby County Commissioner, made some news here today.
Won't only be the junior senator from West Tennessee, the most junior senator in the whole Senate, because she will be elected after everybody's been elected.
If she were to be elected, but she's made news, she's going to run.
We'll talk more in a moment. This is the Tennessee Star Reporter.